This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. An attorney for Planned Parenthood has been compelled under oath to admit that the Houston area prosecuting district attorney investigating Planned Parenthood for specimen sales instead colluded with Planned Parenthood. As a result, DA Devin Anderson filed criminal charges against the citizen journalist investigating Planned Parenthood, David DeLayden. His attorneys are seeking for the indictment to be quashed in court specifically because of prosecutorial misconduct. Two pro-life advocates, pastors in Portland, Maine, were apparently inspired by a local law banning the use of loudness in specifically pro-life speech. One was sued, the other arrested outside Planned Parenthood by Portland police and prosecuted. Now, however, a federal judge has barred police from enforcing the law because the state has other content-neutral means of keeping the peace at the local Planned Parenthood. The judge declared the law clearly unconstitutional because it specifically targets the message and speech of pro-life advocates. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Videos by OBGYN Anthony Levitino clearly and directly describe D&E abortions. Taking the video to the public, the pro-life group Live Action is finding one particular video to be very persuasive, even with pro-abortion audiences. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.